We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We are continuing the sugya of Shoshvinim, and we are starting on top of Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. The first word of the lines, V'lo Hispik, at the end of that line. We're going to Zaytik Sugya first and come back to Shoshvinim, to end of the Amud. Lema Tnuli Baili Ve'esmach Imei Tanoihi. We said a svara, Rav Yosef said a svara before, that if the Isha says, you know, give me the Baal and I'll marry him, so then she is not responsible for any kedushin that, or anything like that. We'll see the Gavir Savloinus, Gavir Presence. She's not responsible if she's the one who's ready to get married. He died. And the maybe it's a Mechagas Tanoim. The time to the Braisa. Hama'ar is just the Isha, someone who gave kedushin to a Isha, Besula gave a Messiahim. This is in a case, not every Arison has a Ksuba. We're talking about where he wrote a Ksuba to her. So halacha is that the basula gets masayim and va'amana 200, which is two mana. Va'amana mana gets one mana. Malkim shenagul lahachzik kedushin machzirim. What about the kedushin? That's the ksuba. She gets the ksuba in a place where the minig is they give back the kedushin. You give back the kedushin. Malkim shenagul lahachzik kedushin machzirim. You don't give it back. We'll see what we're talking about. But pashas right now will say the case is that either he dies or he divorces her. So in either case, she gets a ksuba. Number one. And also, she gives back the Kedushin. That's what it says in the Tanakhama. First of all, she gets a Ksuba, and in a place where the minig is to give back the Kedushin, she gives back the Kedushin to Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson, Amen. But Emes Amru, the truth is, Malkum Shinogul Hachse Machzirim. Malkum Shinogul Shlol Hachse Machzirim. In the place where the minig is to give back, give back. In the place where the minig is to give back, you don't give back. It sounds very similar to Tanakhama. In fact, Rav Nosson, Hainu Tanakhama, isn't Rav Nosson saying like Tanakhama? Ella lav must be tnuli baili ve'esmachimi kemenayu. The machlokes is tnuli baili ve'esmachimi. And the Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara explains there's a chsurim mechser in the braisa. V'chsurim mechser v'hachton. This you have to read the braisa. A bunch of different things put in. The Tanakhama is like this. If someone gives his heirs into Isha, besula gave him a sayim v'amona mona, b'med v'amurim d'hoda ve'iu. If he backs out and decides to divorce her, so he has to give a ksuba of 200, and amona gets 100. Avol Mei, so if she dies, so then obviously you don't give her a ksuba, but not only that, in a place where the minig is to get back kedushin, he will get back the kedushin, will not go to her yarshim. Avol Mei, so if she dies, Malkum Shnogul Hachzim Achzirim, Malkum Shnogul Shlol Hachzim Achzirim, V'davka Shemei Sehi, Davka if she dies, Avol Mei, who, if he dies, Eim Achzirim, you don't give back the kedushin, my time, Yechayli Yishu Toimar, Tenuli Baili V'esmachimoy, I'm ready to get married, and I get this. So, truth is, it's really the same halacha when he divorces her. First of all, she gets a ksuba, and also she does not have to give back the kedushin. That's pashut. But so, really, could have put together meisu. We just want to bring out this point: the difference between meisa and meisu, because that would be enough for Rabbi Yehuda. Now, if he dies, the Tanakhama says, if he dies. Then, first of all, you give a ksuba, that's pashut. And number two is, it's a kuliyama imachzirim. The lady does not have to give the kedushin back. Why not? Because she could say, I'm ready to get married. Well, I should give back kedushin, I'm ready to get married. You're not here. And therefore, you could say this taina, tnuli baili ba'esmachimai. Va'asa Rav Yehuda anosh lemeimar, ba'emes omru be'meis hu, be'meis sehi, is the same halacha. Malkum shenogu lahachzir machzirim, malkum shenogu lahachzir machzirim. You can't say this taina. Either way, in a place where it's machzirim, you give it back. So what's the machlekas? The kudus machlekas is in a case where he dies. According to Tanakam, when he dies, then the Isha always keeps the kedushin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even when he dies, it's totally in the minig. There is a case where you give back the kedushin. What's the machlekas? Mechlekes is, if you have this taina, tnuli baili ves machimai. Tanakhama says that she could say, tnuli baili ves machimai. According to Rav Nosson, you can't, according to Rav Yehuda Hanasi, you cannot say that. That's Rav Nosson knows. According to Rav Yehuda Hanasi, you cannot say that. You cannot say, tnuli baili ves machimai, you always give back the kedusha. If that's the minig, you give back the kedusha. Now, again, like we spoke out, if he divorces her, so then he doesn't get it back, because that's mamash, his fault. Him dying, not his fault. But the only shy we have a taina of tnuli baili v'esmachimai. So Dr. Maron, so we're saying now maybe it's why it's not good. Rav Yosef said it as a pashtus. Rav Yosef said before on yesterday's daf and the yesterday's daf that it's pashut that if he dies ein machzirim. And here we have a kasha. It's tanoi. 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 No, it's not. It's not tanoi. Lo the kuli amo yuchayel shtema tnuli baili v'esmachimai. Everyone agrees like Rav Yosef that if he dies, she could say, I'm ready to get married, I'm not giving the Kedushin back. What's the machlokes? Ki pligas shemesa hi. There's even a machlokes where she died, until now we're assuming that if she dies, that you get back the Kedushin, but here, that's the machlokes. I give Kedushin, I'm not giving it for good. I'm only giving it to get married. I'm not giving it so that you should be able to keep it. That's what Lav L'Tavu Nitnu means. It's given away and it's done. So what would be, we're going to ask Kasha momentarily, but what would the Matzias here that the Tanakhama is saying, "B'mokum shenogu lahachzer machzirim," when she dies, you have to give back "B'mokum shenogu lahachzer machzirim." And Rabbi Yehuda is also saying, "No, even when she dies, she does not have to give it back." Frate the Gemara, but doesn't fit into the words. "B'mokum shenogu lahachzer machzirim k'tani." The words of Rabbi Yehuda is, "Be'emes amru b'mokum shenogu lahachzer machzirim." What's going on? The Gemara Hachakama v'savloinois v'ad b'mokum shenogu lahachzer machzirim, which means savloinois are presents. Besides for the Kedushin, a lot of times the Chosin gives the Kala after Kedushin, gives them presents. Those presents definitely go back. Only in Kedushin do we say Asvara, Kedushin L'Tavu and Nitnu, it's given for good, and you don't get it back. So the bottom line is like this. The Fidamar's Dichui is that if he dies, she definitely keeps the Kedushin. Why? Because she says that's Ruli Baili. If he divorces her, also Shifshua keeps it. If she dies, that's where the machlokes is. According to the Tanakhama, if she dies, the lach is you still give it back. If that's the makom shnogul achzer, because kedushin lava tivun etnu. According to Rabbi Danasi, if she dies, still her family keeps the kedushin. Why? Because kedushin l'tivun etnu, which means I give it for good. And the Mara says, v'hani tanoi, this machlokes if kedushin l'tivun etnu or not. Is a machlekes tanoim kani tanoim like these machlekes tanoim. The time learned in a brisa. Kitcha, this brisa has to be explained. We'll see. We read it and it doesn't read. We have to explain it. Kitcha bekikar is you mekadesher with Rashi learns it means 25 mana. Just give put into context. It's 25 the times of mana's ksuba. So he gave her a kikar for kedushin. Pesula goyve masayim v'amana mana divrei meir. If they get divorced, the Basula gets Messiah, the Mona gets a Mona. The Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Aimer, Basula gave Messiah, the Mona, Mechseris Lai Zashai, give back the rest. Rabbi Yisrael Aimer, Kitchav Esrim, Mason Lai Shloishim Chatzom. Kitchav Esrim, Mason Lai Esrim Chatzom. What's going on here? What we're talking about here? We have to explain each of these men in the army. So explain it. That's so complicated. We'll explain it. Mayas Kinan. Ilema Shemesa. What is the case of this Bryce first? Let's try to get the case. If she died, Mias like Suba, she doesn't like Suba. Ve'elo Shemesu, if he dies, Amai Machazeres Lois Ashar, why does she have to give anything back? If he won on the Yom, it's Machazeres Lois Ashar. If he died, why should the Isha give anything back? Ve'neima Tenuli Ba'al Ves Machimu. We said before we pass, like Rav Yosef, that everyone holds, we say Tenuli Ba'al Ves Machimu. It's not her fault that he died. So what is the case over here where there's a Chiv Ksuba and there's a Tzad giving back something? Remember that. There's a Chiv Ksuba. So that means she got to still be alive, and for some reason she has to give something back. So what exactly is the case? Because if he divorces her or if he dies, there's no reason she should give back the Kedushin. So what exactly is the case here? So Mara tries like this. Ella, but Eishes Yisrael Shazinsa. Eishes Yisrael was Mazana. And that's why she's getting a get. If she's doing it on purpose, and she's also to the husband, she doesn't get a Ksuba. If it's Bainis, Mishra Sharli, she's Mutter to her husband. That was Nansa. The law is that she has to get divorced, but it's not her fault. She was Nansa. So therefore, she gets a ksuba. So what's the shaila in this brisa? Of the kedushin, l'tavu, and nitnu, kamefagir. May yourself a kedushin, tavu, and nitnu. So it means like this. It says, kitcha v'kikar, 25 mana. So she keeps it, and she gets a ksuba. Because the maestro, she's an oinus. She can't stay married. She's an oinus. And kedushin l'tavu in it, even though it couldn't do it soon, even though it's not her fault, but I say she can't say truly violate the esmachim, but she's not ready for soon. Still, kedushin l'tavu in it, she keeps the 25 mana, and she gets a ksuba. That's the shita of Ramei. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, lav l'tuvunit nur. I give kedushin. I only give kedushin if we're going to get married. If we're not going to get married, and then the kedushin comes back. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, it's very simple. You give her a masayim, and let's say you gave her 25 kikar. Let her keep two of the mana. The other 23 mana come back because you have to give the kedushin back. That's means chazaras lo yashar. You have to give back chazaras lo yashar. Rabbi Yosi is misaf galay tuvunit nur eloy. Velkoch. Therefore. This here, read it. Kitchab Esrim. Esrim means 20 dinner, which comes out to 80 zuz. It's close to Amana, 80 zuz. So Kitchab Esrim, he's misupik of Kedushin L'tvunetnu. So therefore, make it into 80. So 40 you have to give back. 40 you keep for Kedushin, but it's a suffix. So all the 40 you have to give back. But you'll keep that 40 for the Ksuba, if she's Amana we're talking about. And she keeps those 40 for the ksuba. Now he owes her 60. So nois in law shloishim chatzam. He gives her 30 half dinner, which is 60 zuz. 60 zuz plus 40 zuz that was left is 100 zuz, which is a mana. If that was kitchav esrim, if kitchav is shloishim, if he was mikasha with 30 zuz, with 30 dinner, which is 120 zuz. So again, 60 zuz she keeps for the suffix of his kedushin to the tefuin etnu. The other 60 has to give back. Go to 60 goes towards the ksuba. So now he owes her 40. Nois in law, esrim chatzom, 20 half dinner, which is 40 zuz. Altogether 100 zuz. Why says chatzom? Toys speaks out, you see Toys on top, shekin ho yirigilim lasis cheshvim mechatzis. Lo, that's what I did. That's what I used to make cheshvainis. And now you go back to Rabbi, it's like probably Rabbi wrote it this way, it's easy to remember. Kitchab esrim, nois in law, shashach chatzom. Kitchab esrim, nois in law, esrim chatzom. That's the way he said it. Back upon him.
Can you do this math again, please?
The math, yeah. That there's 100 zuz in a mana. Okay, 100 zuz in a mana, and which is 100 zuz is actually 25 dinner. Okay? So here, if kitcha be esrim, which means you mekarish with 20 dinner, which is 80 zuz, so half that she keeps, 40 zuz she keeps. How much does she owe back to the husband? 40 zuz. You mekarish with 80 zuz. Huh? Suffolk. This Rabbi Yossi holds Masufik.
Right.
So it's I gave you 80 zuz. You keep 40 Masufik. You keep 40 Masufik.
Okay.
We're going according to Sumchis, like Torah speaks out. Mamun we didn't speak it out yet because we're trying to get Mamun Mut Masufik Halkin. So you keep 40. You owe me 40. Now I owe you 100. Now I owe you 100 for Ksuba.
200.
No, I'm talking Almana. Almana. I owe you 100. So I owe you another 60. So I give you 30 half dinners, which is 60 zuz. 30 half dinner, because every half dinner is 2 zuz, is 60. That's what it means. Kitcha be esrim, then I give you shloishim chatzon. Shloishim chatzon. If kitcha be shloishim, which was 30 dinner, which is 120 zuz, so you owe me back 60, so then I have to give you 20 chatzon, not 40, to make it to 100. That's the chatzon.
You're keeping it, you're giving the difference.
Right, giving the difference, yeah. Yeah, you're keeping it, giving the difference, yeah. But like upon him, the point is that he holds a suffix. So here we have a tanoim hold kedushin tuvunitnu is mechlagas tanoim. Amar Yosi bar Miyoyim, Yomer Nachman, v'chol mokom shenogu lahachzim achzirim. Any place that the minhag is to give back, which place is that? What are some of these places? Tergum on Ardoi, one of the places in Ardoi. Shar bava mai. What you do in Shar bava? We don't have a minhag. You don't know what the minhag is. What do you do? Shar bava mai. Rabbi Yosi bar Tavayu, we don't know the minhag, so the lach is like this. Mayari hadri. Kedushin le hadri. The Mayri is the Savloinus, that goes back. Kedushin, Mesafik, we nemon le tavu and itnu, and you don't give it back. You don't give it back. That's a lacha of the case. It's not really Safik. There's no minig there, so therefore you keep the Kedushin. But Mayari hadri. Mayri is a type of Savloinus. The Rashbam handles why we call Mayri, something called Savloinus. There's two types of Savloinus. Some of them you write in the Ksuba, some of them you don't write in the Ksuba. But like upon him, that goes back. If you don't get married, that goes back. There's no such thing as Savonis L'tavu Nitnu. It's only by Kedushin. So that's the halacha there. Amar Rav Papa Hilchasa, Bein Shemeis Hu, if he dies, Bein Shemeis He, if she dies, or V'hadri Behu, who he backs out, the halacha is, Mayri Hadri, Kedushin Le'Hadri, Kedushin does not go back, because we paskin Kedushin L'tavu Nitnu, and therefore, even if she dies, she keeps the Kedushin. Hadri Ba'ihi, if she's the one who backs out, then Afilu kedushin ami hadri. Even the kedushin goes back because here you can't say l'tavu in it. No, because she's the one who backed out. Then that I'm not masking to already. Afilu kedushin loy hadri. Even by a case where she is backing out, she doesn't get back to kedushin, but not because of tavu in it. No, for a new reason. Maybe you will say that Kedushin is Toifsim Ba'achaisa because look, if she gives back the Kedushin, people are going to think it was a Mekach Tois. If it was a Mekach Tois, they're going to think Kedushin Toifsim Ba'achaisa. Therefore, you never give back Kedushin. That's how Meimah's Chiddush. You never give back Kedushin because we're worried, we're going to think, oh, it was never Kedushin. Now, if this husband goes and Mekarash her sister, the halacha is you never allow Mekarash two sisters in a lifetime, even if you have to divorce. So here, If you give back kedushin, people are going to think that wasn't a real kedushin. And they can take kedushin to Rav Achaz. Therefore, you always don't give back the kedushin. You should remember there was a kedushin. Rav Ashi, I want to get the mechichel. I need a get. So who cares to give back the kedushin? If there's a get, everyone knows that there was something really here. The Maharav says, "Vahadar Rav Ashi Barusi or Badusi." It's not true. Why not? The ikas sham vaha l'sham abaha. Because some hear about the kedushin and not about they hear about giving back the kedushin. Don't hear about the get. And therefore, there's a chashash of making a mistake and thinking Kedusha is not Toifes Ba'achoy. So, Adkan, the sugya of Tnuli Ba'al Esvachimah, I want to go back to the halachas of Sheshvinim.